All right, so imagine this, if you will. A smoky bar, a skeptical heckler, and a woman who just so happens to have a sword swallower for a husband.
Oh, this is good.
Right. Sounds like the start of a bad joke,
Yay.
but I promise it's not. This is actually how Esteline Pike cemented her legacy.
Okay, I'm hooked. Tell me more.
So there she is in this smoky bar, and this heckler doesn't believe she could actually, swallow a sword.
And she just happened to have her husband's sword handy.
Naturally. A $5 bet later, and well, let's just say Esteline wasn't afraid to prove a point.
I love it. That's quite an entrance. It sounds like this Esteline Pike was a force of nature.
You could say that again. And we actually get this incredible anecdote from, get this, a book called To the Hilt, A Sword Swallower's History of Sword Swallowing.
Wait, a whole book dedicated to the history of sword swallowing? That's niche.
You'd think so, right?
Yeah.
But it's actually super fascinating. And the authors, talk about a dynamic duo, Dan Meyer, a sword swallower himself, and Mark Hartzman, a historian who knows the sideshow world inside and out.
Wow, what a pair. That's like getting a backstage pass to history and a front row seat to the most dangerous act all rolled into one.
Exactly. And that's exactly the kind of deep dive we're going for here.
I'm ready. Lay it on me.
So, before the swords in the spotlight, Esteline was just a small town girl from, get this, Esteline, Texas. Born Esteline Mabel Levin, she was a straight A student, high school valedictorian, even trained as a stenographer.
Stenographer. Wow. Talk about a career 180, from taking notes to taking on one of the most dangerous acts out there.
Right. It really makes you wonder what sparked that incredible jump. What makes someone trade the ordinary for, well, the extraordinary?
It's like two completely different worlds colliding. Speaking of collisions, how does the whole sword-swallowing husband come into play?
Ah, yes. Enter John Gregory Luckyball, a seasoned sword swallower who swept Esteline off her feet.
They got married.
They did, 1928. And Lucky didn't just become her husband, but her mentor in, you guessed it, the art of sword swallowing.
Talk about a unique recipe for marital bliss.
Right. But seriously, you have to wonder what was going through her mind. Did she always have this fascination with danger? Or was it love at first swallow, so to speak? What made her say, yeah, I want to do that?
I mean, most people would run in the opposite direction. This woman was something else.
It's a love story for the ages, isn't it? But yeah, you're right. Most people probably wouldn't sign up for that kind of danger, no matter how much they loved someone.
No kidding. But hey, that's Esteline for you. Always marching to the beat of her own drum.
Exactly. And speaking of marching, did I mention that this power couple also had three kids?
Three kids. Okay, now that's impressive. Talk about a juggling act, motherhood, and sword swallowing.
Right. You can't help but admire her resilience. And life, as it often does, threw some curveballs their way.
Oh no, what happened?
Well, Esteline and Lucky ended up parting ways.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, it was definitely a difficult time for her, having to navigate single motherhood during that era.
Especially in that line of work. It couldn't have been easy to keep going.
Oh, but she did. Esteline was nothing if not determined. And she eventually found love again with a man named Dewey Blackie Pike.
Okay, so Blackie enters the picture. I'm guessing he was involved in the sideshow world, too.
You know it. They ran concessions together, traveled to carnivals, even incorporated a boa constrictor named Oscar into their act.
Wait, hold up, a boa constrictor.
Yep, because why not add a giant snake to the mix, right? This woman was fearless.
That's an understatement. She really did have a knack for the extraordinary.
She did. But then tragedy struck again in 1947. Dewey, who was a World War I veteran, passed away.
Oh man, that's awful to lose two husbands. It's just.
It's heartbreaking. You'd think that after facing so much loss, she might have walked away from the stage for good, but not Esteline.
So what does she do?
She threw herself back into sword swallowing, even teaching her son, Jim, the family business, so to speak.
Wow, so not only did she conquer this incredibly dangerous skill, but she passed it down to her son.
That's right. Imagine the trust that took, the bond they must have shared. It's incredible, really. But her story doesn't end there. This woman was a true headliner.
Okay, so tell me, what were some of the big stages she graced?
Oh, just casual places like Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square Garden? Are you
Oh,
serious?
I'm just getting started. She even performed in Cuba during the revolution, no less.
Hold on, Cuba. During the revolution.
Yep. And get this, there's this wild story about her performing while grenades were going off in the distance.
Grenades! Okay, now that's taking showmanship to a whole other level.
You're telling me. And to think she wasn't just about the spectacle of it all. Esteline took the art of sword swallowing seriously.
What do you mean?
She always emphasized that it wasn't just about guts and showmanship, but about immense skill, focus, even relaxation.
Relaxation? That's not the first word that comes to mind when I think about sword swallowing.
I know, right? But she stressed the importance of mental fortitude, hygiene, you name it. She even offered a reward to anyone who could prove her swords were fake.
Talk about confidence. I guess when you're that good, you can afford to be bold.
Exactly. And get this, she didn't just swallow one sword at a time. We're talking multiple swords, even the infamous sword sandwich.
The sword sandwich, you're kidding.
No, this woman was a legend. But as incredible as all that is, here's the thing that gets me. Esteline was more than just a daredevil.
Really? What else is there? What else could there be?
This woman had a hidden talent, a passion for music. Sword swallowing wasn't her only forte. She was also a talented songwriter and jazz pianist.
Get out! You're telling me this whole time, behind the swords and the spectacle, she had this whole other artistic side.
It's wild, right? This woman could stare down danger with a sword in her throat 1 minute and then tickle the ivories with such soul the next.
It just goes to show you, you can't judge a book by its cover, or in this case, a sword swallower by her, well, sword.
Exactly. She was full of surprises, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But even with her love of music, it seems like the stage always called her back.
Oh, tell me more. What did she do?
Well, she eventually ended up back where it all began, at Hubert's Museum in New York City.
The same place?
Yep. Only this time, she wasn't swallowing swords. She was taking tickets.
Wow. From headliner to ticket taker. Talk about a full circle moment.
Right. It makes you wonder what it was about that world, about the sideshow, that kept drawing her back in.
I don't know. There's just something magical about it, don't you think? The lights, the spectacle, the sheer daring of it all. It gets in your blood.
It really does. But sadly, New York City is also where Esteline's story comes to an end. She passed away in her apartment in 1990, likely from a heart attack.
Oh, that's heartbreaking. But what a life she lived, right?
Absolutely. She really squeezed every drop out of it, didn't she? From small town Texas to the bright lights of the big city, sword swallowing, snake charming, even a little jazz piano on the side.
She really was one of a kind. It's incredible how just hearing her story makes you want to live a little bolder, a little more fearlessly, you know?
I know exactly what you mean. So the next time you're feeling stuck or afraid to take a chance, remember Esteline Pike, the sword-swallowing, grenade-defying, jazz-loving single mom who taught us that life's too short to play it safe. And that's what I love about these deep dives, uncovering these hidden stories, these incredible lives that might have otherwise been forgotten.
Yeah, and it reminds us that history isn't just dates and names in a textbook. It's about real people like Esteline who dared to be different, to push boundaries, and to live life on their own terms. And that's something worth celebrating.
Yeah.